Welcome to Press A to Play, an exploration of video game music from Northwest Public Broadcasting. Together, we're going on a journey through the world of video game music, which has grown from the beeps and boops of chiptunes in the 80s to the fully orchestrated cinematic soundtracks of today. Get ready to play. Let's press A.
I'm Devin Gay, and I spent most of my childhood playing with Lego.
I'm Connor Henriksen. I spent most of mine punching trees.
If you know, you know.
And I'm Anjali Dodia, and this episode is all about a game which is basically just Lego for Gen Z.
It's the world's best-selling tree-punching game, Minecraft.
Adventure, exploration, homesteading, cubes, all brought together by a unique semi-ambient soundtrack inspired by the likes of Brian Eno, Eric Satie, and Aphex Twin.
So prepare for a fairly relaxed, introspective hour. However, we're going to get started with one of the more exciting, big, sweeping works, simply titled Alpha.
Thank you.
That was Alpha by the composer known as C418. Funnily enough, from Minecraft volume Beta. See, there were two full albums released, Alpha and Beta, and then a scattering of EPs and singles, all with music from the one game.
I love the sense of adventure I get from the song Alpha, like I'm setting off on a grand journey. Every time I hear it, I have to remind myself that I am, in fact, not a hobbit leaving the Shire.
Yeah, I feel like grabbing my pack and striking out into the great unknown. Alpha stands in sharp contrast to much of the rest of the Minecraft soundtrack. Many of the songs are slow, like Alpha's beginning, and then they just stay that way.
And that slower, calmer pace, it really fits the tone of the game, especially back before they started adding some of the more dangerous elements. If you're not familiar, the whole world in Minecraft is made of blocks. If you break a block, you can pick it up, and then you can put the block back down somewhere else to build buildings, or you can use it to build tools, and then use those tools to get more, better blocks. You can just keep going until you build a farm, or a mansion, or a railroad, or a village full of people. Or you can go explore a castle full of zombies and skeletons, or go to another dimension and fight a dragon. You'll probably do all of the above.
Yeah, there's a lot to do. Some people also just do what Angeli was saying and take off in one direction, only stopping when they've found the perfect place to start building. Alpha really speaks to the game's mandatory self-determination.
Yeah, and I think that's one of the great appeals of Minecraft, one reason it became hugely popular. And really, there wasn't a ton of marketing or a big game studio backing it. It was initially made by just one guy, Marcus Persson, known as Notch.
Yeah, and it was a bit of a trailblazing game when it was first released, even if it wasn't even close to being finished yet. At the time, there wasn't much else out there that allowed for the endless creativity found in Minecraft. The game actually sold more than 10 million copies before it was technically fully released.
That's one of the things I like about it. Yeah, it's huge now, but it has the bones of every great indie game, where someone with a bit of or a lot of spare time had a singular vision and made something wholly unique. A lot of games since then have copied elements of Minecraft, but none have really captured the magic of the original.
Okay, Connor's getting a bit worked up now, but remember how we said prepare for a relaxing, introspective hour? Well, now that really begins with one of Minecraft's more iconic pieces. This is Sweden.
Thank you.
That was Sweden by C418 from Minecraft Volume Alpha. And if you're familiar with the work of Erik Satie, you'll probably recognize the influence of his Gymnopédie.
Early on, Minecraft had a lot of music that sounds just like that. A whole album of ambient and largely comforting sounds, and that's what's now known as Volume Alpha.
Funny thing is, Minecraft's creator Marcus Persson is a musician, but he didn't do the soundtrack himself. Daniel Rosenfeld, better known as C418, was in his late teens and early 20s when he composed the first songs for Minecraft.
He was born in East Germany just a few months before the fall of the Berlin Wall. He started composing on really primitive electronic equipment in the early 2000s, so that sparseness of a lot of his work is a pretty unique style, born out of pretty big creative constraints.
He's put out other music, mostly albums that aren't really related to video games, but Minecraft remains his best-known work by far.
And you know, there's almost an unsure sound to some of the tracks in this album. Not unsure in execution, but in mood or tone, if you know what I mean. Like, you're somebody who just woke up in a sunny meadow and you're tiptoeing through this new reality.
Maybe that's an intentional choice. Maybe it's born out of C418's inexperience going into such a large project, but either way, it's really iconic and synonymous with the game.
So let's head on to two tracks that really encapsulate this feeling. Here's Dry Hands and Wet Hands.
That was Dry Hands followed by Wet Hands, both from Minecraft Volume Alpha by C418. You're listening to Press A to Play. I'm Devin.
I'm Connor.
And I'm Angela.
Now, in contrast to Volume Alpha, which we just heard selections from, is Volume Beta. It came out 2 years later as the game became much more fleshed out. And as a whole, the songs are much darker, less of that almost childlike wonder that Alpha lulls you into.
Yeah, there's still a bit of that ambient floatiness, but coupled with a sort of underlying threat. It's also a much more sonically full album. Some of those gaps that you hear in songs in Volume Alpha are filled in.
If you listen to it by itself, Beta feels much more like a whole album rather than something from a video game.
Yeah, I actually just listened to this album because I like it. It was an introduction for me into ambient and electronic music that I wasn't previously interested in. I do still listen to Alpha as well, but that's more for nostalgia.
Let's put the albums back to back then. Here are a pair of tunes that show off some differences. Here's Moog City and Moog City 2.
You've just heard Moog City and Moog City 2 from Minecraft Volumes Alpha and Beta, respectively. It's a great way to show the shift in tone between those two albums.
It's also cool to hear a really familiar track get sort of corrupted. The songs from Alpha are so ingrained in the heads of so many Minecraft players that hearing a familiar tune replayed in Beta, but with the darker twists, really helps bind the two albums together.
And the albums do really come together. It's fun to combine them and shuffle all of the songs. At some point, it all starts blending. I really have to listen hard to tell which album which song comes from, and sometimes I can't even tell when a track ends.
And the way that music blends together is totally core to Minecraft. A lot like real life, the gameplay can get pretty monotonous sometimes. Some tasks just take a really long time and a lot of work. Or, you know, maybe you just really need to focus so you don't mess up the roof of your new house or accidentally burn down a village building a stylish magma fountain. The way the songs flow, it provides this endless sonic carpet that kind of helps you get into that creative space and stay there.
Yeah, besides avoiding mass community destruction, this actually reminds me of something that artists and musicians and athletes talk about, really anyone who is working on a project or really focusing about getting into the flow. You know, sometimes you can work on a project for a long time and totally lose track of the real world.
I have definitely lost hours building a single house, only to realize I don't really like it, and I have to start all over. That's the Lego-like aspect that I love. You make something, and if it's not what you like, you metaphorically smash it on the floor, pick up the pieces, and try again.
And that's sort of what Beta does with Minecraft's music. It takes the concepts from Alpha, smashes it all up, and remakes it in this darker tone that's meant to pair with an especially dangerous part of the game.
A few pieces from Beta really hammer home that danger. They evoke the dread and ever-present threat of Minecraft's underworld, known as the Nether. One of those songs is Concrete Halls. Here it is.
Spooky, isn't it? That was Concrete Halls by C418 from Minecraft Volume Beta.
That one always gives me chills, especially because it plays when you're in one of the most dangerous areas in the game. It always puts me on edge.
Yeah, it's this constant reminder that you're never safe in the Nether. You're so deep underground that the sky may as well be a fairy tale. And if you think you're at least on solid ground, you probably aren't.
There are fake floors everywhere. And as soon as you think you've found the bottom, you can run a few yards and, oops, get surprised by a 100-meter drop.
And that's not even the most dangerous part. The Nether's inhabitants are vicious. Gigantic flying cubes with tentacles that shoot explosives at you, other flying creatures that spit fire, and man-pig hybrids that will instantly attack you unless you're wearing some shiny gold clothing. That's just to name a few.
It's not all bad in the Nether, though. The landscape might be dead treacherous, but it's also really intriguing. There are endless plains dotted with red and blue fungal forests, and the only sources of light are these glowing rocks in the ceiling or these brilliantly bright lava pools fed by streams of magma falling down.
Yeah, it preserves that sense of continual discovery that the overworld has. You're just a lot more likely to die.
Well, tracks like our next one aim to delve into those continued senses of adventure and childlike wonder, while also preserving some of the darkness contained in this realm. Here's Dryden from Volume Beta.
That was Dryden by C418 from Minecraft Beta, another one of the large sweeping pieces that show up in the game. And this is Press A to Play, an exploration of video game music. I'm Connor.
I'm Devin.
And I'm Angeli. That last piece is almost the opposite of the song Alpha, which we heard at the beginning of the hour. Still big and grandiose, but much darker.
That was part of a big tonal shift for the game. They were starting to make big changes to the Nether, and they brought in darker tracks like Concrete Halls and Dryden to help announce those updates.
Minecraft is one of those modern-style games that gets continual updates. It used to be that you would buy a game and that's it. That's what you play. But many newer games, you buy once and they keep evolving over the next few years.
And just like the whole game, the music has evolved. Volume Alpha was released in 2011 and is pretty sleepy and sparse. Volume Beta from 2013 is fuller and darker. Then there was a big time gap before new music arrived. And this time it was made by a new artist as well.
Lena Raine actually created these newest songs. Now, I love Lena Raine's work. These songs are actually a bit controversial, though. It might just be that people resist big changes to the things that they love.
And just like some of the Minecraft updates that got negative reactions, like changing the color of cobblestone, I will never forgive them for that, the new tracks had parts of the community in an uproar.
Yeah, some players really didn't enjoy these songs because they're so different in tone. But other players absolutely love them and say they helped breathe new life into an aging game.
So no matter how you feel about them, they are worth a listen, and they are a big part of Minecraft's continued evolution. So we'll now hear Pig Step by Lena Raine.
That was Pig Step by Lena Raine from Minecraft.
And sorry to say that we are running out of time. It's getting dark. The creepers, spiders, and zombies are starting to roam the world.
Yup, gotta run.
Well, thanks for listening to Press A to Play for this cave dive into the music of Minecraft. Press A to Play is a production of Northwest Public Broadcasting. Research and editing by Lyric Kano. Original theme music by Austin Schlichting. You can find out more at nwpb.org/press A. And remember, it's waterproof, unflammable, pneumatic, and fat-free.
We'll leave you with one more song by Leaner Brain, one that harkens back to the beginnings of C418's work on Minecraft Alpha. Here's Stand Tall.
Thank you. Thank you.